This monumental piece was initiated in 1925, but the project was ultimately approved 4 years later. It includes numerous elements and the different names of those who worked in the orbit of the Manifattura di Doccia. Besides Joe Ponti, there were Tommaso Buzzi, Italo Griselli and Elena Diana, who decorated the white porcelain of the base with gilding using an agate burnisher. This triumphant centerpiece was meant to be displayed at the diplomatic seat of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This explains why an image of Italy wearing a turreted crown sits at the heart of the Clatic composition. It was first shown at the 1927 Monza Biennale. All of the elements evoke the culture, history and nature of Italy, in an elegant game of cross-references. In typically Art Deco taste, Italy is wearing an elegant gown that accentuates her slender figure. The large shell she is seated upon, surrounded by mirrors reminiscent of the surface of the sea, allude to the country's dominance of the Mediterranean, adorned with drapery, pearls and corals. All around are sculptures inspired by antiquity, a seahorse, Cupid riding a dolphin, and a dog biting a snake. Over the course of the years, pieces like the imperial eagle and the Roman she-wolf were added. The work was originally meant for the ministry, but it was then put up for sale in a slightly modified version. It is currently a precious collector's piece.